This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Number 3. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. If you have a question for me or my guest, feel free to call us and ask us what you'd like to know. And my guest, of course, now is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you doing, Bill?
Well, you know, I'm trying to find like a big Costco bag of marshmallows because I got a lot of fires I could be roasting marshmallows at right about now.
Yeah, well, it's true. It appears maybe things are dying down a little bit. I hope so. This violence seems to be pretty much orchestrated in an attempt to discredit the president somehow. I think it's absolutely backfiring on them.
Oh, yeah.
I received
a message today because there was a lot of fighting and rioting going on at the White House in that garden that Trump later walked through, and well, you know, Secret Service and the military and everything else who's in charge of protecting the president, which the military is not in charge of that, but Secret Service, they got in there and the police and everything else, and they cleared those people out, and somebody's came at me because I'm a gun owner, and he called me all kinds of bad words and all this other stuff, and I'm probably waving my AR-15 around and dancing my jig. So,
well, it's hard to believe anything but these riots have spelled the end of gun control for at least this legislative year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure Hank Johnson will still keep trying to pull some out of there. You know, Hank's not very good quick on the uptake. Yeah, he's not very quick on the uptake.
Yeah, you know, isn't he the guy that said that I'd be real careful about Guam?
Guam.
That it might tip over?
Capsize.
I mean, okay, I can't help think that he must have been impaired when he said that. But
I think he's impaired I think he's impaired every minute of every day of his life.
I don't know him personally. I have a hard time making that judgment. But
he's the only guy I've ever seen that doesn't have a face of full of Botox who still never makes an expression when he's speaking.
Okay. All right.
So, let's talk about this article you wrote about mob violence.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is where we've already started. People say, you know, the ones who want us disarmed will continually tell people that guns are of no use. That's the police's job. You're better just submitting, and they'll just get you in more trouble than not. But then when you watch the news and people talking about it, you see people with guns outside their property, and their property doesn't get torched. Huh, funny how that works.
And nobody gets killed either. You know, they don't shoot nobody.
Right. Did you see that video of some videographer with the, he claims to be a reporter, with the mob, and I'm trying to remember which city it's in, but there's some people in front of a bakery, and they're armed, and he goes up to them, and he chastises them for being armed. And then he puts it up on YouTube or whatever, and some other channel, and he goes on about how terrible people they are for being armed when you got this mob outside. They never point their guns at him or anybody. And then he calls them cowardly for ducking inside the door when the mob approach. And when they say, this is our property, he says, well, don't you have insurance? It's bizarre. And later on he backed off of some of it, but it's like he's saying, well, it's our right to destroy as much property as we want. And besides, mm-hmm. You got insurance, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
And I'm
sure.
Going, what a dysfunctional idiot.
Did you see what the mayor of Chicago told her people, told the citizens of Chicago?
Well, let's see. I'm trying to think. There are a couple things that I heard. But go ahead, and then we'll talk about Mara Healy.
Over the weekend, they had 65,000 911 calls, which is about 50,000 more than they normally get. So what? That's a by a factor of not.
Completely overwhelmed.
Yeah, more than four. Multiply by her. She got out there and said, if you are being attacked, if something is happening, if they're coming into your home or whatever, call 911 and wait. Do not use a gun.
Oh, man. Wow.
Don't be, you're not police. Don't do what police, you're not, you can't be the police, you know, that thing.
Yeah. Does she have an armed security detail?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Sounds a little hypocritical, doesn't it?
Yes. Well, you know, she also got her hair cut because she's the face of Chicago.
Yeah. Well, Mara Healy is the AG in Massachusetts. And she said, well, it's terrible. I'm paraphrasing slightly because I don't have it right in front of me. It's not great that, you know, that America is burning. But if you're going to have a new forest, you have to have a burning.
Hmm. So she's calling this a controlled burn then?
She is basically what she's saying, and she backed off a little bit later, I think. But what she's essentially, we got to burn it down so that we can remake it the way we want to.
Who's we?
Well, Healy and her associates, I suppose.
Most socialists think
they will be in charge, but it's usually the most ruthless and deadly that overtakes them, and they go off to the gulag or get shot in the process.
Well, I mean, Antifa hasn't really run up against an armed group of civilians. They've been pretty careful. Yeah, well, they have run accidentally into a group of Foreign Wars Service veterans that are, you know, off of this last war that are like in their 30s and 40s. They did run into a crowd of them, and they got their clocks cleaned.
Oh, yeah.
And then the females would try to intervene, and they'd get their clocks cleaned. And if you want to get into a fight with a bunch of veterans who... You know, I'm sure they savor the adrenaline dump. It's been a long time. They probably, you know, put me back into combat. I didn't serve for this to happen here.
Exactly. Now, what I think the tactics of Antifa are, what they would like to get, but I just don't think they're likely to get it. They would like to get a bunch of black youth from the inner city rioting out in the suburbs and get a lot of them shot by white suburbians. But I just don't think the black youth are that stupid. And they don't want to get out of their home territory.
In Los Angeles, the Crips ran Antifa out of their neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, that's not too surprising. Why would you want somebody screwing up your neighborhood? And I'm hearing about the locals in Minneapolis being pretty upset about other people coming in and burning up their neighborhood.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that kind of stuff would not pass muster here. I mean,
these pre-positioned bricks?
I have heard about those, yeah. I've seen the pictures, too.
It sounds like it's a real thing.
It is.
And I've heard that at least one has been traced back to the person who, you know, they were purchased by distance from a credit card or something. And I can't help but think when you consider interstate commerce and facilitating a riot and all that, if they aren't going to be investigated as they should be. I mean, I don't remember the exact areas, but if you pre-position a load of bricks somewhere in New York City, or maybe in D.C., and you do it from, say, California, or maybe Massachusetts via credit card, you know, there's a lot of intent there to incite a riot, it seems to me.
Hang on right there for me, if you would. We're coming up on the break. I got a question about Antifa when we get back. I don't know the answer. Maybe you do. Of course, when Dean writes, people read, and they read his stuff. They read his stuff more than anybody else that writes in the gun genre. And you can find it at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Meister.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. If you got a question for me or my guest, being Dean Weingarten, give us a call. Dean, with the declaration that they're going to call Antifa a terrorist organization, what does that actually mean for them operating in the streets of the United States?
Well, that's a really good question, because even if you're a member of a terrorist organization, you still have rights. So the police still have to respect it until they commit an actual crime. I think it's not so much when they're in the streets, but in the preparation to be active in the streets. For example, if they drive across state lines to go to a riot, they're subject to federal jurisdiction, and I think they can be more easily trapped as a terrorist organization. I think the NSA and others can look at their communications and track them and start seeing who is communicating with who is supplying money, what kind of coordination they're getting. They can probably use some of the vast resources of our intelligence operations to track the encryption.
Would the guys on the street, would they be considered enemy combatants?
I don't believe so. Not any more so than any other citizen on the street until they actually commit an act.
Well, what I mean, I'm saying...
Look at what we have people who have openly sympathetic and supporting Al-Qaeda and similar organizations in the U.S., and they are not arrested.
Sure. But, I mean, it's one thing to be sympathetic to it. It's quite another thing to be operating under their auspice. Could we start using some sort of intel operation against them and maybe take a couple?
Well, I think we can.
Yeah.
We can use, and that's where you get conspiracy, you get RICO laws, you get inciting riots across state lines. There are a number of different legislative statutes that can be used, but it's aimed more at the organization and than rather at their particular actions at a particular time on the street. Now, once you arrest somebody for some of those actions and you can tie them in to Antifa, that's another thing. Remember, this organization is pretty loosely done. They don't have a lot of, they don't have like membership cards. They don't pay dues.
They're organized enough to where in New York the other day, instead of going and rushing in mass, they broke up into smaller groups, and instead of actually doing the looting, they would break open places and then run away and let the looting occur behind them.
Exactly. No, they developed, I think there's an organizational nexus where people strategize. It might be online. It might be a tighter, more centralized organization. They send these tactics out to the troops, most likely over social media or through encrypted telephone message networks. And so people get their tactics about how to act. And it's an organization. It can be broken. We can follow the links. I think we will. And I think that's what's important about President Trump designating them as a terrorist organization. It opens them up to more direct targeting of the networks, I would say. And that's what needs to be done. I mean, we see these Antifa have generally been most organized and most active where they've been protected by the local government. In Berkeley, for example, or in Seattle, where the local governments will tell police, no, you can't arrest them. And if they are arrested, then they have an organization of people that put up bonds, and then they maybe get a $50 fine. So they know that in these localities that are controlled by far-left politicians, they're essentially immune. They can get away with almost anything if they're just a little bit careful. But once you start crossing state lines and you are essentially organizing a national insurrection, you're subject to federal laws, and the local governments can't shield you anymore. I don't think these people are the sort of tough that when it's suggested that they either are going to get 5 years in jail, or if they turn in some of their buddies and cooperate on how the organization sends messages and how it recruits and how it pays, or maybe we'll give you 6 months in club fed, you know. it's I think they'll start turning and we'll roll them up.
Well, you know, the thing is with some of these, like in a lot of people are trying to move to no cash bail. So if they get arrested, they go in there, they're going to be released ROR and just get out without having to even try to.
Well, and that's
what's
happening
somebody
in New York.
Yeah.
I heard they arrested hundreds of violent rioters and they just turned them right back out on the streets because of their so-called bail reform.
So it makes me, the thing that makes me wonder about this, you know, they're trying to,
it seems like to a federal prison.
No. But, I mean, it's going to be one of these things, I think. First of all, I'm not laying this at the hands of black people.
Oh, no.
Or at the feet of black people.
These are white.
They're all white boys. And,
well,
you know.
It's not all one or the other. There's a lot of white people in it. A lot of them are suburban college academics, but they're not all white.
But majority.
But they tend to be fairly well off, a lot of them.
Yes.
The majority problem.
And that in and of itself, that's what's getting them chased out in a lot of cases. But they're pretty sparse, but, you know, I'm just waiting to see. They're going to have to get caught up somewhere where they don't have no cash bail. And then prosecuted and get one of them to turn. Because I want to know who's organizing them. I want to know who bought the bricks. I want to know who's putting the stuff out. I want to know who's sending out the messages. And, I mean, I want to know who taught these guys tactics.
Well, right. And these are things they learn. I mean, and they brainstorm on this stuff. And what they're very strategic about this, about how they can get the media to stay on their side and how they can use system, what they see as the weaknesses in the system against itself.
Yeah. Hang on for me. No, they're not stupid, but they are playing the dangerous game. We're coming up on the next break. You can catch all of Dean's stuff, not all of it. But if you start reading it today, it's well over 1,500 articles at amaland.com. Once you finish those, if you want to call into the show and let me know you finished those and you want to listen to something else now or read something else, we'll give you the places to go. But you got to do all 1,500 first. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison with a big announcement Wednesday afternoon.
I filed an amended complaint that charges former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin with murder in the second degree for the death of George Floyd.
Ellison also saying the other three former police officers who were there when George Floyd died were also charged with felony aiding and abetting second-degree murder. The Senate Commerce Committee is hearing from industry leaders about the impact COVID-19 has had on transportation and critical infrastructure. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Chairman Roger Wicker discusses specific ways the transportation sector has helped during the pandemic.
The pandemic has underscored the importance of our transportation network in moving goods and people safely and efficiently.
The Mississippi Republican speaking on Capitol Hill, You're listening to USA Radio News. Another economic report shows the toll the pandemic's done on the job market, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Private sector employers still cutting loose more than 2.5 million more workers as the coronavirus pandemic digs deeper into the U.S. economy. On Tuesday morning, the ADP Private Payrolls Jobs Report was released, and it shows 2.76 million more workers having lost their jobs in May. That follows 19.6 million job losses in April, the worst in that survey's history. Large businesses cut more than 1.6 million jobs last month, and around 719,000 construction workers were let go. The government's full jobs report comes out on Friday.
During a discussion with the German Marshall Fund, Dr. Deborah Birx, coronavirus task force coordinator, is cautioning people not to get lulled into a false sense of security this summer, since the virus could still have a strong presence throughout the season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, well, this portion of the show is not brought to you by anything because I forgot that part of it. But anyway, the number to get in is 866-582-9933. That is 866-582-9933. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. I don't remember which. I think it was Philadelphia. Did you see in Philadelphia where a gun shop owner, when they broke into his shop and were coming at him and getting ready to open up on him, he killed one of the looters, and both the mayor and the police superintendent referred to this as vigilante justice. Did you see that?
I did. I don't recall those comments by the mayor and police chief, but it sounds plausible. But I do recall that the police found a gun that apparently didn't belong to the shop there by the fallen looter or burglar or robbery suspect, whatever you want to call him. So it sounds like it was a completely justified shooting. And we are seeing a push to try to do away with the legitimacy of defense of self and property, particularly property. The left is out there saying that no property is ever worth one life. And it's complete nonsense. You know, property and life are kind of intertwined, and they're dependent on each other. You can't live without property. And if you worked for 20 years to build something up, that's a lot of your life that is entwined into that property.
Right.
Allowing somebody to just take it from you by force without being able to resist them is going back to primitive societies, you know, tribal warfare and looting, and it's just the opposite of civilization.
Well, it's interesting. You were talking about that bakery where they were standing outside armed, and the little soy boy ran up to him like, aren't you guys insured? Why are you standing here fighting us back?
And where does the insurance money come from, and what happens to insurance rates, and why should somebody have to pay for insurance or pay exorbitant rates in a lot of inner cities trying to get insurance to cover something like a riot is impossible. it just shows that this so-called reporter had no concept of reality.
Mm-hmm.
He somehow thinks that if you destroy property, it just magically reappears from the insurance tree, I guess. But that's not the way reality works.
Yeah. And just go out and pick new property out and bring it out there to you.
Yeah, what,
you
go lost to the money tree, pick a few hundreds.
Now, do you think this is going to have the desired effect? Because the desired effect here is for us to be clamoring, going, oh, please, government, save us from these bad peoples.
No, it's going to have the opposite effect. First off, in many of these blue states, people are being taught a very clear lesson. They can't depend on their government to protect them. And I have seen online numerous people talking about how, you know, I never got a gun before, but I probably should have one. I got into an online discussion with a lady who had only shot a gun once and vowed she would never, ever shoot another because it was such a bad experience for her, asking for advice about what kind of a gun she should buy. The sales are going up. They're hitting record numbers. I have done a first look at what the sales were in May. They appear to be the highest gun sales in any May ever recorded. And they put the number of guns sold in the U.S. in 2020 at 8 million so far. That's the first 5 months they're at 8 million. November and December are usually the biggest months, and we have 7 months to go. The records for increase in the private gun stock were in 2013 and 2016 with a little over 16 million guns added to the private stock in both of those years. Now, I have to preface that by saying the number of sales in the U.S. is not exactly the same thing, but it's pretty close to the increase in the private stock.
Right.
So the indications are we're heading for a year that will very likely beat 2013 and 2016 for sales. And part of this is we're increasing the number of gun owners significantly. I mean, gun shops in the U.S. sold 8 million guns in the first 5 months. That's a very large number of guns. And a lot of those, it's being reported, are first-time gun owners. We could end up with another 3-4% gun owners by the end of the year. We have the number that pretty much everybody agrees on is that we have at least 100 million gun owners right now. We might end up with 110, 120, 150 by the end of the year.
I think that's about 60%.
Yeah, well,
million, I think that's
a lot
60%.
Of people won't admit it.
No.
But by a lot of surveys, it comes up to about 100 million. And as you say, there are quite a few very plausibly beyond that. But it's hard to measure them because we very deliberately have a policy in the United States, which I think has been wise, of not registering guns. A couple of states that go against that, they tend to be leftists and they tend to ignore the Constitution generally,
right.
But by and large, the vast number of states don't require registration of guns. We don't know
When we get back, I want to ask you something and see what you think of this. Just simply because I believe that we are actually looking at a. I think this is really bad for the leftist cause.
Oh, no question. I agree with you already.
Well, not from the metrics of what it is, but from the realization that a lot of us have, right?
Oh yeah.
And I'll tell you what I'm talking about. When you look at the cops and you realize everybody's always talking about, well, the cops are going to do this and the National Guard's going to do that and everything, and whenever they're talking about picking up guns, they're going to do this, they're going to do that, all this other stuff. Except, I think it's been clearly demonstrated that's not really a thing.
I agree. What we see is we only have most, I mean, on active police, I think it's about 600,000 in the U.S. It's just not a huge number.
Well, I've, at 920,000, which is a number I've heard, at 920, there's one of them for every 19,000 of us.
Yeah. It's with an orderly society, you know, they can act as the administrators who help keep that all together.
Right.
But in any kind of disorder, they're totally overwhelmed, and that's what we're seeing. I think my figure might be for state and local, and yours might have a fair number of federal in it or something like that.
In Los Angeles, they abandoned a convoy line of cars, vehicles. They abandoned them in an alleyway in like a hipster part of town and just left them. Just vanished into it. And the conjecture...
What the heck was that all about?
The conjecture is they don't have a clearly defined mission. They're not, you know, and so without a mission and without somewhere to go or something to do, after asking for all of this for some time, they just sort of got up. Right now, they're demonstrating in front of Garcetti's home, Eric Garcetti, the mayor, and their demand for everything for cessation of hostility is to defund the LAPD. But we're coming up on the break. Hang on for me. I want to talk about what you think. I want to talk about what you think as far as this, what this indicator is as far as for the leftist socialist cause. And for those of you that like Dean's stuff, go check him out at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
On the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in is 866-582-9933. That is 866-858-2-9933. Talking to Dean Weingarten. What do you think of that? I mean, this demonstration that we're getting to watch play out in real time and everything, and I mean, this is without the benefit. I know they're being trained a little bit, and they're being taught tactics and everything, but this is not the way a military unit would do something, and there's an awful lot of veterans still running around. It makes me think that if something were to happen and it was coming at us instead, I just happen to think that we would clean their clocks really quick. I mean,
well, I think so. They're agent provocateurs. They're very thin on the ground, from my viewpoint. And they've been taught some tactics, but they're not a military unit. They don't have any, I don't think they have any significant discipline or training in military tactics. They've been taught how to instigate riots, how to provoke people, how to provoke police. All of this assumes that the rules don't change. They studied the rules in order to use them against us and to their advantage. And they're used to acting in territory controlled by their political advocates, their political allies. And you notice that almost all of this is happening in blue states, in leftist states. And it's because they can't rely on getting bailed out or being helped politically if they're not in a blue state. So this is a very political movement, but it's really a very thin on the ground. There's just not that many people involved. I bet that if you could do an organizational chart, you wouldn't find, I don't think, 10,000. Actual activists who are out there operating.
No.
That sounds like a lot, but it's a tiny number in a nation the size of the United States.
Well, I think 10,000, is that a brigade size?
Yeah. I think it's almost a division. It's probably half of a brigade and a half, maybe, something like that.
Yeah. Not enough to actually force something, but I mean, it's almost like, I know this, you know this, we're sitting here.
I just pulled that number out. You know, I don't know how many there actually are. But you look, there just aren't very many of them. You look at any one city, there's maybe a couple hundred.
Yeah. Well, they certainly, they try to be effective, but
Well, they're for their numbers, they're being effective because they're just a small action arm of all the rest.
They're unopposed, though. They're unopposed.
Generally, correct.
Yeah. They're unopposed. They haven't really had somebody stand toe-to-toe with them and start swapping with them, because whenever that happens, they get in deep trouble.
Oh, yeah.
That does happen occasionally. But the problem with this, and I mean, I think we would see this if we were to take a map of the United States and get out there and look at all of the places that locked their citizenry down the longest over COVID-19, and then overlay this with where all of the riots are happening in most places. With very few exceptions, they're going to be in that same area.
Absolutely. And so, where you have exceptions in states that are run by Republicans, it's right. In cities that are run by Democrats.
Right. Like Atlanta.
Or Dallas.
Yeah. So, I see all this happening and everything. I just think the when somebody gets out there and plays their cards like this, and it's sort of a premature thing, because I think this is premature. This is, to move this way is premature. They were waiting on something. The COVID-19 thing didn't work out the way they wanted it to. Because COVID-19, why was that a big thing?
Again, it was built up by the media.
Yeah.
To a way to try to take out Trump. Didn't work.
The complicit media.
Yes, exactly.
So.
Yes, I think you are correct. I look at it and I say, this is a desperation move, because not only is it not working, it's backfiring on them. And I would say that it's because of their basic false assumptions about reality. And those false assumptions are based on Marxist theory, and Marxist theory is based on, well, basically a misunderstanding of the way reality works. So when you make your theories, when your theories about how reality works are false, you tend to make mistakes. And that's what's happening.
Well, I'm sure you've seen the video of that security guard that came up on that kid who pulled a AR-15 out of that messed up police cruiser. When that guy moved up on...
I didn't see that video. I've only read about it.
Yeah, well, the guy moves up on him really suddenly and deliberately, and he is moving, and he does know what he's doing. He doesn't have a magazine in his long gun, and his bolt is locked back, but nobody was noticing that because they don't know to look for that. All they see is what, you know, they've been told the black rifle is big and mean and dangerous, so they just see that, and that's all there is. He moves up on with his gun up, his handgun up high, and takes the weapon from the guy with no fight back or nothing. And yeah. The guy couldn't use the AR-15 because he didn't know how to operate it. He was holding it like, I don't know, you know, he's holding it with two hands, but it wasn't because he knew what he was doing with it. So I think that's why he probably gave it up. But if they were to see...
Well, when you've been indoctrinated your whole life that guns are bad and you shouldn't have them and you're not allowed to train with them, it's pretty hard to become really proficient in a matter of a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I don't, you know. I think the problem they're going to have, this is the Democratic brown shirt squad here, the goon squad, and they're just not very brown shirty or goony. I mean, they haven't met anybody yet.
I'm sorry.
You know?
But you're right. You're right. They're direct descendants. They claim direct descent from the communists and anarchists in Germany in the 1930s, who fought with the Nazis and everybody else. They were just one leftist faction that called themselves Antifa, but they were a leftist faction, and they're violent. They don't believe in limited government, if they believe in government at all. They want chaos and anarchy and violence, and they really were just a competing faction with the Nazis.
The modern day version wants that if they're the ones doling it out.
Well, they have a completely false understanding of what life would be like if there were no government actually keeping the lid on everything.
Yeah, because it would be open season on those guys.
Oh, absolutely.
It would be open season on those guys.
I was on a discussion forum earlier today, and somebody said, and they showed, there was some horrible video of some rioter killing a puppy. And I said, wow, I thought these were okay people, but now I'm really against them. How can they even claim to be humans? And my response was, this is the default position for humanity when you take away Christianity and the rule of law.
Well, all I know is if they show up around here, before this trend began, I carried around a kit that I call the Antifa Welcome Wagon Bag. And I don't know if they want me to welcome them to my neighborhood. I've got a few elderly people living in my neighborhood. I've got a lot of kids in my neighborhood. If they come into my neighborhood, and if I call the cops and if they tell me we're gonna be about 20 minutes, we're 20 minutes away, I'll be like, okay, I'm the bald guy surrounded by dead bodies.
Well, that'll get you a faster response time.
I'm sure it will. We're about to run out of time. You'll be back on Friday, I take it?
I expect to be so, yes.
Very good. I hope things change and we can talk about something a little more pleasant. But in any event, you can find Dean's stuff at ammoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. In between now and then, please, if you would, remember this. It has never, ever been about gun control. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.